I'm Cheryl Lee with the OPS Student Spotlight. Whitney Stanley is a senior at Central High School. This is Whitney's first year taking culinary classes at the OPS Career Center. Whitney loves to bake and has turned that passion into a business she plans to continue and hopefully grow after graduation. She recently sat down with me to talk about the best advice she ever got and what she's learning right now.
Right now, we are learning the 8 major cooking basics inside of the kitchen, and we're learning the different techniques and dry and cooking, moist cooking techniques, so it's really interesting.
What made you decide that you wanted to come over to the Career Center and take culinary classes?
Well, I mean, honestly, who wouldn't? Anyone who's interested in one of the 14 job opportunities that they offer here at the Career Center, I mean, it's a blessing. Culinary goes deep for me. I love to cook. It's a passion of mine. So honestly, it's just a blessing.
Do you have anything in particular that you really like cooking?
Well, you know, I'm from the South, and so Southern cuisine it's my heart, I'm not going to lie. I'm learning a lot about French cuisine right now, which is very, very nice, but it's my soul, I'd say.
I spent quite a bit of time down in Mississippi and South Carolina, so are we talking collard greens and things like that?
Yes, we are. We're talking macaroni, basically Thanksgiving dinner every day of the week. It's, I mean, that's heaven.
Does your family have particular things that they like you to cook for them?
You know, they have really open minds. I'm in a family of 8, and we just really like to eat. And so whatever I put in front of them, they'll chow down on, and that's what I love about them, because they're so open-minded, and they really let me express myself in the kitchen.
What would you say is your specialty right now?
Well, this month we actually have our Metro Community College High School Invitational Culinary Competition, and we're preparing Creole cuisine. My mother's from New Orleans, so it's influenced by her a lot. But in particular, I make gumbo maybe 3 times a week now.
Have you also done any baking?
Baking, yes. I actually run a small cupcake business. I love to bake. I love sweets. They're not good for me. They don't love me back, but you know, if your heart loves it, how can it be bad for you? So I do love baking. After graduating from Central, I will be going to Metro Community College during the summer to, you know, go into baking basics. Unfortunately, I won't be able to take it here, but it's definitely something I'm going to do in the future. So,
tell me a little bit more about your business. When did you start it, and how do people buy cupcakes?
Well, at the age of 11, my mother put me into Wilton cake decorating classes, and you know, I'm not really the greatest with a pen or a pencil, like artsy kind of stuff. So when she put me into this, I said, how am I supposed to make a rose out of frosting if I can't even make a rose out of ink and paper? But she said, you know, give it a chance. And so I started, and after about a year and a half, I was finished with all of their courses. And inside my neighborhood, we have this annual market that we do. It's from May all the way to October. And my neighbors say, you know, you're really talented, because I brought some cupcakes over to our community garden for the kids. He said, you're really talented. You should sell these at the market. I said, I'm not sure about that. Then I said, you know, let me do this. Let me give it a chance. And so I started doing that with my 4 older sisters. And within a year, it just became very successful.
Any good advice that you've received so far that you would want to share with other people?
I have a lot of encouragement from my chef, Chef Barry, her assistant, Chef Daisy. They're both remarkable women inside and out of the kitchens. I mean, just being here in this building, it's a very healthy environment. It's built to build children into adults, and I love that. Educational systems, sometimes they have so many students, they're able to really focus on them, but I think I really love that here.